Hey, y'all. Did you miss me?
Okay, San Francisco, damn. I thank you for tuning in. Dede LaFrac, keep it real. Won't you tell it like it is? Bohemian woman up in San Francisco. Talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know. The dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories. I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hey everybody, Dede here for San Francisco, damn. This is your show for Friday, March 8th, 2024. Did you miss me, sweethearts? My last show was February 24th, 2024. And of course, happy birthday to all of my birthday childrens, wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having a beautiful birthday. As I am here recording, I've got someone beautiful looking up at me, Mr. Stevie Wonderfur, or Mr. Stevie Wonderful, the beautiful amputee kitty that I rescued at the SPCA Valentine's Day 2019. I am bringing him up because he decided to come where I am recording and giving me that look of love. I love my little kitty. All right, guys. So where have I been? Giving myself a break. I've only podcasted over 1,000 of these shows since April 2020. So let's see. Is that 4 years or 5 years of podcasting? Well, a lot has been happening here in dystopian San Fran fentanyl. We had an election. They keep talking about that San Francisco is not progressive. We can't call it progressive anymore. Well, it never was. Now they're talking about, oh, we've got more moderates in San Francisco. Guys, nothing matters in San Francisco until the crime is under control. Really good people can talk about the boom loop. The boom loop, we know it's a doom loop. They can talk about AI. They can talk about Hayes Valley, the dog patch, etc., etc. Until the city gets a hold of crime, until crime starts coming down, until stores stop closing because of looting or gauntlet areas where ladies who lunch refuse to cross. Like, who the hell wants to go and have high tea in downtown San Fran fentanyl, the well-deserved nickname, and then go shopping? Who wants to do that? If you've ever seen somebody like drunk or high on a city street and they're walking around naked or wrapped in a blanket, honey, they passed out and got stripped. Stores are falling like dominoes in downtown San Fran fentanyl. Interestingly enough, now the mayor, because some of these resolutions got passed, I'm not even really going to get into it. The mayor had her state of the city address. Very interesting. I saw the mayor of Chicago in the audience, Miss Beetlejuice herself, the former mayor of Chicago. You know, Mayor London Breed was born in the projects of San Fran fentanyl. Like a typical black lady, she doesn't know her father. She was raised by her grandmother. That's typical, too. Now, I have to be careful about what I'm saying. Okay. Nothing matters until she gets crime under control. You know, I give the woman credit. She was talking about bringing out drones. Guys, I told you the drones were coming. Now she's talking about something 30 by 30. 30,000 students are going to be downtown San Fran fentanyl by the year 2030. No, they ain't. They are not going to come until they get crime under control. When I say crime, guys, have you never been to San Francisco? The downtown, I call it the Eastern Quadrant. And sometimes I have to block these idiotic guys on social media. They come trying to correct me. If you look at a map of San Francisco, north, south, east, west, the most impacted area is the Eastern Quadrant. That includes Civic Center, the Tenderloin, Little Saigon, downtown, South of Market, Financial District, etc. Now, the Eastern Quadrant of San Francisco has caught the most hell, especially since the dystopian, overhanded quarantine lockup. Miss London Breed, she said it was February 2020, but I remember specifically March 17th, 2020, and she opened up the sidewalks to the gates of hell. She said that people, parentheses, junkies, could shelter in place on the sidewalk. What I've experienced, I could write a book or three or four. Maybe I am. Maybe I am. So in short, to wrap up talking about the mayor of San Fran fentanyl, she's very blustery. She talks a lot of crap. And because she's a light-skinned black woman, these phonies in San Francisco let her get away with murder. She was a white man. She would have been recalled because they want to say, oh, we really like black people. I have to say this too about San Francisco, because there are a lot of people who look like me who are committing these public crimes. Racism is rising in San Francisco. Yes, it is. I could feel it. It's rising. So I know you're thinking, oh my God, Dee, that sounds so heavy. It is. And that's life. And then the opposite side of heaviness comes the lightness. Guys, there are places in San Francisco that are so pretty that'll make you want to cry. There are places you'll drive around, you're like, what the heck? Far away from the eastern quadrant of San Francisco, these places look like something out of the Mediterranean or Beverly Hills. These wide streets, no tents, no junkies, or if there are junkies, these are protective men with guns and baseball bats, and they will chase them away. So San Francisco, unfortunately, the downtown, the retail, is messed up. And speaking of retail, guys, the biggest store in downtown San Francisco, flagship Macy's, got looted out of existence. What have I been telling you about Macy's here? Didn't I tell you that was going to happen? Didn't I tell you they were hanging on? Yeah, I did. So supposedly more like they had a 20% shrinkage. 20% shrinkage. Now the thing about the dope addicts, which a lot of people are ignorant about, they don't understand the cycle of what it's about. When you are a drug addict allowed to animalize yourself, dehumanize, you're living on the street, you can walk in a store in the morning. Overnight is hard for the junkies because they have a monkey on their back. They got to keep feeding the addiction. They get up in the morning, go stealing at the downtown stores. All right. Maybe take a nap in the afternoon. Around the end of the evening, everything closes early in downtown San Francisco. So around 7:30, 8:30, they go stealing again. What store can endure 10,000 junkies downtown stealing? So Macy's is folding, guys. Macy's, Union Square, where tourists all over the world come. Macy's has had enough. Guys, I'm going to wrap this one up. I want to thank everybody for listening. My last show had more listeners. Maybe I should take more breaks. Maybe I should take more 2 to 3 week breaks from podcasting. How should I do that? I think so. No, I'll be back on Monday. Thank you so much. And I want to say again, happy birthday to all of my birthday cheerwins. Having a beautiful birthday today, March 8th, 2024. Thank you, everyone, for thinking about me and sending me love with a dozen roses and Stevie Wonder fur, Stevie Wonder foal, the amputee kitty. By the way, he did fall 80 feet off of a tenderloin roof. He lost his right leg. Oh, my God. I've got a queasy stomach, honey. For me to babysit this cat through that, we have a tight bond now. He left the recording studio. I'm just keeping you abreast of what has been happening here as I'm recording your show. Thank you so much for thinking about me, coming by, and listening. I love you. I appreciate you. I am Dee Dee Dam. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.